This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Chelsea, it's a good bet that Barney will not be coaching in the NFL because he's too busy taking bets on the Barney phone. But you can bet on who the next head coach for particular franchises will be in the NFL. There are eight openings now, thanks to the Texans firing David Culley yesterday. So let's go through here and look at some of the candidates. Let's start with the Bears. Brian Flores, who was just fired as Dolphins head coach, spent 3 years in Miami. Before that, 11 years as a Pats assistant. He is the favorite at plus 160. Then you've got Leslie Frazier, former Vikings coach and current Bills DC, and Jim Harbaugh. We know Jim Harbaugh. I think Brian Flores is probably the right call here. He's the favorite for a reason, but the Dolphins said they're not going to hire Jim Harbaugh, but I can't imagine the Bears. But I don't see Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan, so I think Brian Flores is the right call here.
I thought that Mark Herzlich came on our show the other day, and he's one of our like college football insiders.
Yeah.
And he had an interesting theory that he gave on head coaches and who's the right guy for the jobs. He says, you know, looking at your roster and look at your most important player, your star player, whoever is the best player on your roster, you need to hire a head coach who can really nurture and get the most out of the best player on your roster. And like sometimes it's quarterbacks, and that is usually, you know, one of the more important positions. So with that being said, do you think the Bears need to hire a head coach who can really get the most for Justin Fields?
Yes and no. The one thing I like about Brian Flores is that he's going to come in and keep that defense intact because the Dolphins were sneaky good on defense, and it's how they won games. Their offense wasn't explosive, but they played very good defense. So he'll keep that defense intact. That's Chicago's calling card. I think it really depends on if he's the guy. I don't think you have to have a head coach be a quarterback guru necessarily to guide a young quarterback. I think you need to have someone on your staff that can do that. So if Flores is hired, the real question to me is, does he bring in an OC or someone who can bring along Justin Fields? He himself doesn't necessarily have to do it.
Well, and also a lot of it is, are you getting the best coach out there?
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes a coach who is the best for a young quarterback just isn't on the market. And we talk about the coaching carousel and how many old names are kind of recycled when it comes to these jobs, but I feel like Brian Flores is probably the best coach out there.
I think so, but he's the most proven head coach out there. The only thing that I think is interesting about Brian Flores, and we were all sort of shocked when he was fired, but you keep hearing that as far as inside the organization, while the results on the field look good and his players might have been big fans of his, inside the organization there was a lot of strife. He didn't necessarily get along with everyone, so I think you have to take that into consideration as well. Let's look at the Vikings. Eric Bieniemy is the favorite at 3-1. I would love this hire. Next closest, Brian Daboll, the current OC for the Bills. Then you've got Doug Peterson, 5 years as the Eagles head coach. He's 9-1 to become the Vikings' new head coach. But again, Bieniemy is 3-1. We know he spent 9 years in Kansas City, the last four as the OC, and he is a name that comes up every single year. It's time for Eric Bieniemy to get a job in the NFL as a head coach, and he would go in. That defense needs to improve, but imagine Eric Bieniemy, all he's done with that Chiefs talent, with the Vikings talent on offense. They could take a step next. They basically take the next step with Bieniemy, I believe.
I think the only argument against him is that, yeah, like your offense is going to look good when you have Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce. But we have seen this before because Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator for the Titans, a Titans team that had Derrick Henry, you know, one of the best offensive weapons in the NFL. But he has made a pretty seamless transition to Green Bay. So maybe we see that here. And also an interesting name in this one, Doug Peterson, who we all know spent 5 years as the Eagles head coach. He is 9-1 to become the next Vikings head coach. He is getting 75% of the handle here.
I'll tell you, a great hire would be the Dolphins bringing in Brian Daboll. Now, he is he's the Bills offensive coordinator. But if you talk about bringing someone in to help your quarterback grow, if the Dolphins are really going to roll with Tua and Daboll right now, 3-1, 8% of the tickets, but 46% of the handle, You've got Eric Bieniemy at 5-1, Jim Harbaugh 14-1. Dabble is a guy who's done wonders with that Bills offense with Josh Allen. So if you need a guy to come into Miami and bring Tua along, he would be your guy. That's why he's the favorite. That's why so much of the money is on him. I think that would be a great hire.
Well, he's a hot name apparently in the coaching ranks because he's also the favorite.
He's everywhere.
To win the Giants job at +350, getting 70% of the handle. So apparently there might be some rumors of Brian Dabble going to New York.
Would you rather see him with the Giants, and again, he's +350 there, or the Dolphins, where he's 3-1? Where do you think he would be the best fit based on the fact that he's really brought along that offense in Buffalo?
I think right now the easier job is probably the Dolphins, just because the cupboard has more weapons and the organization doesn't seem to be as, you know, in turmoil as the Giants right now. So, you know, there's that. But also, if you go to New York and win, that is a big home run, you know, when it comes to your resume. Because if you win in New York, like, that is the number one market when it comes to TV and, you know, residents. Like, that is a huge win. So I think the potential for the Giants being a great job is certainly there. But right now, I think it's still the Dolphins.
Finally, Chelsea, and this is one that's going to make my head explode. The Jaguars need a head coach, and the overwhelming favorite at 2-1 is Bill O'Brien. Spent 7 years in Houston dismantling the Texans. He's the current Alabama offensive coordinator, but he's super tight with Trent Baalke, the Jags GM. They love each other. People hate Trent Baalke, so who does he love? Of course, Bill O'Brien. Can you imagine the Jaguars bringing in Bill O'Brien as their head coach? The fans dressed as clowns to say this is a clown organization in their final game of the season. Then they hire Bill O'Brien after Herbs. What a disaster that would be. And I think they're going to do it.
Well, the good thing is that you can only go up from Urban Meyer. I don't think that the bar can be any lower for a head coach in Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the flip side. Like, do you think Bill O'Brien was good as a head coach, but just not as a general manager? Because you remember in Houston, he was being asked to play two roles there. And as a GM, we all know that he was not a good fit. Like, he's not going to get any GM jobs. Do you think he'd be okay? Because he is doing, like, he did an all right job at Alabama as the offensive coordinator. They went to the national championship.
I think that's an exceptional point. I will say this, however, because he's tight with Trent Baalke, a guy who has done a terrible job. I mean, these guys are buddies. You have to wonder how much influence Bill O'Brien will have if he's really tight with the GM, a GM that has already done an awful job and undergone a great deal of criticism, and rightfully so. So if those guys are working in tandem and he happens to give Bill O'Brien a little more responsibility than we think he might have just as head coach, it would really worry me. If he's just a head coach, if that's all he does, okay, maybe it's an okay hire. But if he has some influence with his buddy who's the GM, that's a disaster waiting to happen.
But also, when you're betting on these type of things, it is not my opinion that matters. It's not your opinion that matters. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the ownership and who they're actually going to hire. So you've got to keep that in mind when looking at some of these odds. But a very interesting candidate on the Jags, you know, list when it comes to odds, Byron Leftwich, who, if you remember, played in the NFL, and he spent 3 years with the Bucs as the offensive coordinator. He is getting 51% of the handle. And when you're talking about, you know, quarterbacks being brought along by somebody who knows the role, Byron Leftwich might be great for Trevor Lawrence.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.